They ready for camp? Yeah, I'll say. Got our camp haircuts and everything. Good to go. Well, it's always it's always good to get started. It's been a good off season. Put in a lot of work, going all the way back to January and all the things that were part of the off season. all the guys that were able to run, ran well. I think the team looks like it's worked hard. They look like they're in good football condition. I think Moses has done a real good job with the training of the group. So looks like, the guys that are ready to go are ready to go. We've got players that are in different stages of rehab. So we'll just take those guys day to day. Some of them won't be participating, but we'll just see how that goes. And on the roster, so we'll have an exemption for Nate. I've talked to Nate several times. Wish him well in his endeavor. It's a great opportunity for him to follow his passion, participate in the Olympic Games. So we'll be pulling for him to bring back something around his neck. And that puts our roster at 88. We added John Jalapio and Bear Pasco to fill that out, so we're at 90. Kind of feel like usual. We're at the bottom of the, we're at the bottom like everybody else in the league is, starting all over again. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. But, it's exciting to start on that trip. It starts with a couple steps here today and tomorrow, and then we'll be able to get into pads here in the weekend and, get into some more traditional type football activities. But these are good build-up days, and they'll be important for us. We have really 10 practices until we go with the Bears and then the Saints. So that'll be 5 practices and 2 games. So we have 10 practices here to kind of get some installation done, work on our fundamentals, get into the basics of training camp, and then we'll have really 7 opportunities between the practices and the games to compete with with those two organizations and see where we're at that point. We have finally some definition with Tom's situation. So our priority now then is to get Jimmy ready for the start of the season for the Arizona game. So that'll be obviously a comprehensive process. Tom will return as the starting quarterback when he comes back. But in the meantime, we have to prioritize the first part of our schedule, and that'll be to get Jimmy ready to go. So that's pretty much where we are for today. Just be a day-by-day, step-by-step process. I think the players are hopefully ready to handle the challenges of the training camp, working at different spots, doing the things that we did in the spring, but doing them at a more competitive level, eventually in pads, eventually against good competition on the practice field and in preseason games. And like I said, we'll just take it. We'll just go day-by-day here.
What's your reaction to the ultimate outcome of everything that went into investigation and the eventual suspension?
Yeah, just what I said. No commentary on it. Just that's we know what we had to work with, and that's what we're doing.
Coach, can you give me any more details about how you will prioritize getting Jimmy ready for a season where he's going to play those first 4 games?
Yeah, not really. No, it's day by day.
More reps in the first day.
We'll do what we think's best. Whatever we think's best, that's what we're going to do. That's the priority.
Who's best? More reps?
We'll find out.
Bill, you do have, you need to get Jimmy ready for the first 4 games. You need to get Tom ready for the rest of the season. And then you have a rookie quarterback that you also need to get work for. Have you ever had a more challenging situation in training camp on how to divvy up the snaps like that?
We'll just let it go, see how it goes. I mean, I think we have a good situation. We have 3 players we want to work with. I mean, look around the league, look at some other years. I've seen teams that, probably don't feel like they have anybody, or maybe they have 1. So I think we're in a good situation. We'll just see how it plays out.
Have you talked with Tom and all about how they'll deal with the 4 weeks away when he won't be able to talk to you guys, what he may or may not be able to do to keep him ready?
Yeah, we're day to day. So what we've talked about is today and tomorrow. What else I've told you? That's it.
Well, when would you talk to him since you won't be able to talk to him for 4 weeks? Would it be the day before that 4 weeks?
Well, I'll see him every day between now and whenever that day is. We'll talk every day like we always do.
But do you talk about preparing for the 4 weeks?
We talk every day.
Bill, how would you characterize Jimmy's work ethic leading up to this point? Josh was saying that the one thing he's noticed about himself, getting himself ready for this moment, is that he's really paid attention to the details. I wonder if you could speak to that.
It's good. I think it's good. Works hard. No issues.
The
experience. Everything. I mean, it's everything. It's all the things that go into playing football. Preparation, execution, knowing the opponent. I mean, sit here and talk about it for a day. Everything.
I feel like you have a good handle on Jimmy and how he'll handle some adversity, which, you know, a lot of guys talk about. It looks one way out here, but when you start getting hit in the mouth, you have a better idea of what kind of player that player is. If you put him in enough pressurized situations, do you feel like you have a handle on that?
I mean, I don't know how else I can put it. We're going to get him ready the best we can. Okay, that's what we're going to do.
You have to change something on offense for Garoppolo, or is it still any routes or something like that, or is it still the same?
We'll see.
You have a lot of guys who are starting the season on PUP lists and coming off injuries. Guys like Edelman, Deion Lewis. How do you almost have to? I imagine they're raring to get back and get back on the field, but do you almost have to save them from themselves a little bit during camp and make sure that they're healthy and ready to go for the regular season?
Well, their clearance to play is by the medical department, so that's really not in my control.
Even when they are cleared, maybe ease them back.
When they're cleared, then we'll do what we think is best for that player. Yeah, and they're all different. They're in different various stages of whatever it is they're working through. So we'll just take it day by day.
What's it been like having Dante back in the league with his?
Good. Yeah. Well, it's, I don't want to say like he's never left, but it's been good, yeah.
Did you ever discuss with Tom his decision that ultimately decided to drop it and drop the appeal and leave the team with the
team? No, we're going forward. Yeah, we're going forward. So that'd be a great thing for you to talk to him about.
If you arrange it, I'd be happy to.
That'd be a great thing for you to talk to him about. So,
Bill, how much does the competition level amp up your pads on?
A lot. Yeah, we really haven't had a lot of competition so far. We had the teaching camps in the spring. We split up reps, gave everybody opportunities to work with different teammates and so forth. We'll start seeing that a much higher level of competition soon. See how it plays out.
Speed factor into that as well as how quickly people or players react on the field. Is that part of the evaluation process?
Sure. But, I mean, you know, we all know that younger players have less experience and are going to make some mistakes, and hopefully they correct them and learn from them and improve quickly at a faster rate and show us that they're capable of handling the volume. Guys that have more experience will probably make fewer mistakes, generally speaking. They physically may be in a little different spot than some of the younger players, so we'll just have to see how all that weighs out.
How much grade is important this time, like to leading the new guys?
How much?
how much important Brady is in now leading the new guys and new quarterbacks?
One more time.
Sorry, from Brazil. How much important is Brady now to leading the new quarterbacks and to be here, to have him?
Everybody that's here is here for the same reason, to get ready to play, to improve on what they're doing and get ready to go. This isn't about players coaching other players and players doing stuff for other players. This is, look, everybody's got a lot of work to do. I haven't coached a game. Our players haven't played a game in a long time. We all got a lot of work to do. And there's no shortcut to it. There's no magic pill you can take. You got to go out there and do it. So that's what we all need to do. Me, the assistant coaches, veteran players, rookie players, everybody. Just need to go out there and grind through it day after day and work at it and get better. There's no shortcut. There's no secret to it. Just got to go out there and grind our way through it.
Two final questions. Bill, different questions, same topic. This has been going on, questions like this, press conferences like this, the players being asked about this since January 18th of 2015. Has it ever been wearying? Has it ever been a point where you said, this is onerous to my team, having this constant buzz around it about this topic?
Oh, I mean, really, I never dealt with it until I would say a decision has been made that looks like this is what it's going to be. You know, it's been in some version of litigation, appeal, depending on how the litigation goes. You know, I mean, it's been in the same place for a year and a half. I mean, basically. So there's definition to it now. We'll move forward based on that definition.
Well, this is your 42nd year. Is every year different to you?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. Even though fundamentally, I think a lot of things are the same, you know, the way you want to, things you have to do in camp in order to prepare for a season, but each year is different. Players are different. Teams we play are different. Things change in the league. There's some, you know, rule modifications or whatever, things like that. So we have to, every year is different, and the chemistry, each team is different. Even if it's some of the same players, there's still always a little bit of a different mix, so. We'll just have to see how it all goes. I don't try to predict it. I don't try to control it. It just will work itself out. We got a lot of snaps out there, a lot of days, a lot of training camp days. It'll all take care of itself. Okay. All right. Thank you.